21st of October.
23rd of August.
11th of October.
23rd of February.
3rd of February.
5th of February.
25th of January.
13th of September.
27th of March. November 12th.
28th of October.
20th of October.
9th of March.
21st of September.
12th of February.
7th of August.
10th of February. 4th of November.
11th of October.
November 19th.
15th of March.
He did start to tell me a lot more about his past and the concerns he has for his future and with regard to his case.
We talked a lot about different places today and we took in an atlas to point them out on the map.
He talked about his family that he's in contact with via phone.
Talked about growing up in Pakistan without parents.
Talked about being by the sea.
We talked for some time about books and favourite books that we have read.
We spoke a lot about the possibility of deportation back to Algeria, and he seems quite anxious about the potential of his future out there.
We just talked about lots of different things.
He tried to explain workings of Facebook to me.
He tells me that he has started computer classes, word processing.
He told me he preaches for other detainees. He
spoke enthusiastically about his love of cooking.
Talked about football, newspapers, etc.
We talk about his life in Algeria and later in London.
We discussed films and media.
We fantasised about him becoming a successful chef with a big house and lots of animals.
We discuss what his future might be and how he might prepare for
it. Told of his sadness, the woman he planned to marry has assumed he no longer loves her because he has not returned and she will marry someone else.
Says he hardly sleeps.
We had a great conversation and it was a lot less awkward and he was a lot less shy and more open.
We spent an hour and a half together in the visitors' area and spoke mainly about his feelings and regret about living as an illegal immigrant in this country for 23 years. Talked a bit about football.
He's very keen to talk about his Christian faith.
He tells me he's feeling very depressed.
Talked about his frustration at being in detention. 13 months, 7 of them in Dover.
During our conversation, he talked of suicide.
February 17th.
18th of October.
11th of November.
1st of October.
4th of November.
24th of June.
25th.
7th of October.
15th of February.
28th of July.
24th of February.
27th of October.
9th of October.
1st of November.
January 2nd.
25th of November.
31st of March.
We didn't talk about much.
Could not find any subject to interest him apart from tennis, which did interest him for a few minutes.
But we had a good conversation.
He says he's trying to cope with indefinite detention through prayer and friendship with other detainees.
We talked about the way the UK handles asylum claims.
He told me about two other Chinese detainees who had left Dover Immigration Removal Centre within the past week.
We discussed music.
Talked about his marriage for love, which brought dishonour on his family, which caused him to flee Pakistan.
He asked me about things I like to do for fun, like clubbing. And we talked a lot about Christmas traditions and a little about religion.
He says he's helped by his faith. He prays and worships in the mosque every day. We talk about music, which also helps him through his ordeal.
Talked about cars and his favourite Mini Cabriolet.
Talks again of joining the Taliban.
Talked about being by the sea.
We chatted for a while and I showed him photos of Kent and Dover, as he had asked what it's like in this area.
We spent much of the time talking about his bail hearing, which he hopes to have soon. We also talked about football, which he loves.
Chat about football, things I'd done during the week.
We had a long chat about various things.
Talked over and over about his situation.
We talked about the name of my newly born daughter and the meaning of her name.
He talked with real interest and enthusiasm about his love of cooking. First time we've really got onto a subject apart from his immigration problem.
Speaks at length of people who have committed worse crimes than he has, who have been released.
He tells me about his football team back in Algeria, and about his family.
Poor English makes communication difficult and we don't have a good English speaker or fellow detainee available.
I sometimes find it hard to understand his accent as he speaks very quickly. Talked of the apparent nonsense of a violent detainee getting bail. No one could understand why him and not others.
We finished the meeting by talking about Iranian history and Persia through the ages.
He's now talking about going back to Jamaica, as he feels he will always be a marked man here.
He's very proud to be Iranian and would like to return someday.
In the evening, he texted to say he is to be deported on 6th of June. 5th of June. Went to say goodbye, very emotional, could hardly speak, profusely grateful for visit.